You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and as always, I'd like to introduce myself to you. I'm a flower essence practitioner and trainer. My passion is sharing with people the huge potential that the nature kingdom has to help us all find our true selves, overcome the challenges that we have in life, and really live each day to its fullest, find joy, and do what we're here to do on this planet, and using the gifts of nature to help us along, the way. So each week on the Nature Connections show, I interview somebody who works with the Nature Kingdom and share with you the gifts that they have to offer, always hoping that this will open places inside of you to enable you to take your true self forward. So today is no exception. I'm going to be talking to flower essence practitioner, psychotherapist, and creator of the Spirit of Makasutu flower essences, Sheila Hicks Balgobin. And I'm also just back from the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association annual conference. And I'm going to be talking to you and sharing with you some of the experiences that I had while I was there and giving you little tiny snippets of some of what I learnt while I was there as well, and pointing you to where you can find out more about those things. So I hope you to enjoy today's Nature Connections show. I will be back very shortly and be sharing with you about the gifts of the Nature Kingdom. You're listening to the Nature Connection show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My guest today is Sheila Hicks Balgobin. Sheila is a lady from my heart, a flower essence practitioner and a psychotherapist, and also the creator of the Spirit of Makasutu Essences. Sheila specializes in stress management, addiction, bereavement, and multicultural issues. Welcome to Nature Connections show, Sheila.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. So I'm always really delighted to talk to people and help share the world of flower essences and how many of us there are actually who do this work.
Yes, it's quite surprising. We recently attended a gathering of the British Flower and Vibrational Essences Association, and we had practitioners coming from Egypt, Australia, from India, people from all over. It was just marvelous to see how people can come together around a single issue and something as lovely as flower essences.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and on that topic, it's always, it's not the first thing people expect us to say. It's like, what do you do? Well, I'm a flower essence practitioner. You know, it's not what we're told to do at school, is it? It's certainly not, doesn't come up in careers counselling. So
no.
How did this come about for you?
Well, it was about returning to my first love, to be honest, Sarah. I had always been fascinated with the natural world from growing morning glories on our fire escape with my mother in New York City, to chasing butterflies in city parks, which you could do back then, not so much now. And I was a banker for nearly 20 years, and but that wasn't where my passion lie. And it wasn't until years later, after the death of my first husband, that I came back to my love of nature and working with flowers in particular.
And it's become your world now, hasn't it?
It most certainly has, and it's something that I've become more and more certain that it's the world I belong in, because it's not just only a lovely way of making a living, but it's also a way of reaching out to people in a language that everyone can understand.
Yeah, definitely. Now, when we were having a chat before we started actually recording the show today, you shared with me that because at the beginning I said Sheila's a flower essence practitioner and a psychotherapist, and you were very keen for the flower essence practitioner part of you to lead. Now, I really liked that because psychotherapy is something that's in, if you like, more well known, is more mainstream. So, can you talk to us a little bit about how your flower essence self leads your way forward?
Well, interestingly enough, the psychotherapy and the flower essences aren't mutually exclusive. My training as a psychotherapist was unusual in that it incorporated complementary therapies, in my case, flower essences, as part of the healing modality, looking at a person in their entirety, body, mind, and spirit. So my training from the get-go was a bit unusual in that respect. So I had always expected the flower essences to be the leading light, if you will, of my work. I got a little bit confused over the last couple of years in terms of which was to take the precedence, but now I'm absolutely sure that it's the flower essences that lead and guide my work.
And for anybody listening who's maybe not that familiar with flower essences, can you talk to us a little bit about how the flower essences and psychotherapy do work together?
Well, there are different ways, of course, that you can use the flower essences, but how I use them as adjuncts, as tools, among other tools that I may use is, as I practice various therapies, to help the client to perhaps move past blockages, perhaps to ease the pains that may come from discoveries about oneself. To give emotional support, in other words, to so that when I'm not meeting with a client, for example, they have a tool that they can use to help ease the ups and downs of self-discovery.
And that's so important, isn't it? Is to have that support between sessions.
It's vital, especially for perhaps people who may be in a very vulnerable place, as people are when they come for counseling at any time. For example, for bereavement, feelings are extremely raw, and I've experienced this in my own life. So, and I know how important it can be to have all the kinds of support, physical and non-physical, that there are available to bring to bear.
Yeah, it is really, really important. So, and I would imagine as well, I mean, I know the answer to this, but I'd just like to ask you anyway. I am thinking that people move through their healing processes much, much faster when accompanied with flower essences.
Yes, that's very true, because as Tony Wolf, who was a protege of Carl Jung, once said, if the body isn't engaged in the process, you could have therapy for years and nothing will ever shift. It's not just the mind that needs to get it, it's the body and the spirit that needs to get it. And because I believe essences tap into our emotional lives and spiritual lives quite easily, it helps the emotional landscape to shift, and then the conscious mind gets it and goes, ah, now I understand. But sometimes you have to buy, well, most times I think, you have to bypass the logical, rational mind and get directly into at the emotional level in order for to start the process of change.
Yes, yes. And that makes so much sense, doesn't it? It's in, it does become a very whole body process. So we mentioned at the beginning your specialities, which I'm hearing come very much from your own life experience as well. And certainly reading about you, you have a lot of, you've worked with a lot of people around stress management, and that is one of your passions. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you work with stress?
Well,
and maybe also the dangers of stress.
Well, it's as many reports have made the point that up to 80% or, and I think perhaps 100% of the illnesses that make us ill and kill us are related to stress. I mean, you think about it, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease, all kinds of things, ulcers, mental breakdown, emotional breakdown, are due to stress. I mean, stress is not necessarily a bad thing. We need even a little bit of stress just not to be blobs of jelly unable to move. So just the tension in the muscles to keep us upright is required. It's when it becomes excessive and constant and the body can't find ways to dissipate that energy that it turns inward and can crystallize into physical or emotional illness. In terms of how I would address the stress, it's about, first of all, taking a holistic approach to the matter. What are the stressors, known or unknown? What options are there to be able to address that stress? And it's not about making huge, great changes. It's about, as I say, cutting up the elephant in the room into small chunks and digesting it one bite at a time.
Yeah.
And it's about making small changes that over time can generate hopefully a sense of well-being. So finding ways to reduce the stress, and also ways of shifting the perspective that you have about the stresses in your life is very important.
Mm. So if someone were to come and see you who's stressed, and that's probably the whole of the UK, could turn up.
Yes.
And obviously we have varying degrees of, and we all have our own filters of how we experience stress in our bodies. How would you use fluorescences alongside your psychotherapy? Maybe you could talk us through a little bit how that might work in a very practical way.
Okay. Well, one of the things, of course, whether you're a fluorescence practitioner or a psychotherapist, you will take time to sit down and listen to what the person in front of you is saying. What I do as a psychotherapist is that additional depth of looking at the stressors in a more clinical way to discover not only in a clinical sense what's going on, but also in what the underlying emotional landscape is. For example, someone comes and says, "Oh, I'm extremely stressed." Well, what's going on in your life? Is it work? Did your dog die? Did you have a fight with a partner? Have you lost a partner? What exactly are these stressors that you can identify? And just kind of working at peeling the onion is what I call it. I use the essences to help peel the layers of the onion to get at the underlying emotions that are underpinning these stress reactions, if you will. So that once we've identified, let's say that after a consultation, the keywords, if you will, as to what the stressors are. One may be loss, as in a bereavement, somebody's pet died. It may be stress regarding career matters. So, somebody's at a crossroads because they may be coming become redundant? Where do I go from here? So it's identifying discrete bits of what the stressors are and identifying them, and then using the essences based on those particular emotions that come up. I mean, maybe there's grief over losing a job, or maybe there's anger over a relationship with a boss or partner, and using essences that can help work through those particular emotions. I mean, it's kind of difficult because every client is different. So what works for one client will not necessarily be appropriate for another. But I find that once we identify what the bogeymen are, if you will, mm-hmm. that are causing the problems, then we look at essences that can help address some of the emotions that get thrown up by those issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great pairing, isn't it? The two together. Very
yes.
great pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we said at the beginning as well, you do have your own range of essences, the Spirit of Makasutu Essences. Now, what a great name that is. It just sounds so, so...
evocative.
Yeah, it sounds very earthing as well.
Well, it's the name I took from where I first started making my own essences, which is in the tiny, tiny country of the Gambia in West Africa, which sticks into Senegal like a little finger on the west coast of Africa. I had started making essences almost by accident, but after I had become familiar with the batch remedies and started using them with my clients, I just felt somehow things were incomplete. So I went on a holiday one particular year with my husband and arrived in a beautiful place, and there was a botanical garden that was nearby, and that the inspiration came to start making essences while I was there. But the name Makasutu specifically comes from a small sacred forest in the Gambia. The name literally means holy forest, Maka, like Mecca, mm-hmm. or holy, and Sutu, which in the Mandinka language means forest. So it literally means holy forest.
Wow.
I started, that's where the inspiration came for both the name and for the essences themselves. Since then, I've made essences in other places and have sub-ranges as well. I've made a few essences in Jamaica during a family reunion there a few years ago. And in the last 2 years, I've made some essences in Florida while visiting family there. So, and there may be more to come, but at the moment, it seems that I'm like Dr. Batch and have stopped at 38.
Okay, how interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unexpected. It didn't dawn on me until recently. It's like, 38 essences. How interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's about, but that may be the subject of an article at some future date.
I'm sure there's clarity always comes, doesn't it?
Yes.
You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection, direct to the heart of nature. And I know your essences are quite special as well in their terms of their preservative.
Yes, they are. I use a preservative that's called Red Shiso, which is a decoction that's made of a Japanese mint called Red Shiso. And if you've ever had things like pickled Japanese umeboshi plums, you have been tasting the Red Shiso. it's used as a food preservative all across Asia, and it is documented as being 1,000 times more effective than conventional food preservatives. But more importantly than that, it's what red shiso, not only what red shiso is, but what it does. Because red shiso is non-alcohol based, it means that I can use my essences with everyone. And being that I do a lot of community work with many different types of people and who may or may not wish to have alcohol, this is a preservative that I can use with everyone without fail. For people, mineral or animal, I use my I use red shiso for the essences, and they all respond well. The other interesting thing about red shiso is on the energetic level. It balances it. Sorry, it balances, harmonizes, and increases the effectiveness of the essences put into it. By that, I mean that it amplifies the signal, if you will, of the essences that are preserved in it, so that they're much stronger. It also, in that it balances the essences. If for some odd reason I'm using a say larger than what's considered usual number of essences in a blend for someone, they don't, none of the essences and their properties get lost. In other words, the client will experience the impact of each and every one, and quite distinctly too, without any of it getting lost, which is a concern that practitioners may have. And one thing I find also that because the method of gathering the essences themselves seems to have an influence. I don't cut flowers in any way, shape, or form, or harm the environment. I mean, harm. I mean, I put that in brackets. The environment by cutting or tape or bending or anything. And it was one of my essences themselves that told me to do that, because I was getting thorns in my hands from the prickly pear cactus. And it said, "Silly, you don't have to do this. Just set the bowl of water in the midst or underneath the whatever it is you're trying to capture," which is what I do. And have done so ever since. And that gentleness combined with giving the plant or flower environment itself, Reiki in exchange for receiving a bit of their energy, seems to make for very subtle but very powerful essences.
Fascinating. Yeah, so thank you for sharing that. I think it's very powerful for people to hear how the plants can speak to us when when we engage in this kind of work.
Oh yes, then some of them speak quite loudly. I have one essence. She's a powerhouse, and she lets you know when she's around and what she wants you to be focusing on. Some people say she's almost a bit of a bully, but in a loving way.
Well, maybe we can meet a couple of your essences today in this show. Now, you talked about the work that you do with stress and bereavement and well, all the different areas that you work with. Can you maybe share with us a couple of your Spirit of Makasutu essences that want to be spoken about today that maybe can help us all with stress?
Well, yeah. I can think of one good thing. Let's say particularly stress because of differences of opinion, shall we say, with a boss or colleague, and you're always a bit stressed because you're literally biting your tongue not to say what you really want to say. I would suggest perhaps an essence like prickly pear, which I mentioned a few moments ago, which is an essence that resonates very strongly with me because of its particular properties. It's for people who are impatient, And I resemble that remark. I put my hand up. But it's also for when there's a strain in communication, or perhaps someone finds it difficult to stand their ground, say with a bullying colleague or boss or something. It helps us not only to react in prickly ways, but helps us to smooth over our communication with others so that you can stand your ground and be firm, but without it boiling over into something a bit more unpleasant.
How interesting. And how useful that is for us all today.
Oh, yes. I'm finding that prickly pear is becoming a bit popular at the moment.
Yeah. There are a lot of hot emotions around at the moment. So the more that, and it's very easy to lose one's center in those times. So how wonderful if we can be ourselves, speak our truths, but also,
Do
it in a gentle way. Thank you for saying that. Yes. So I'm going to ask you in a few moments to share with everybody how they can find out about your essences and how they can work with you. But first of all, let's connect back with nature just for a few minutes. As you know, this show is the Nature Connections show. And so I'd always ask my guests how they connect with nature and if they can share with listeners one small practical way that they suggest others can connect with nature too.
Well, it can be, doesn't have to be anything big or dramatic at all. It could be something as simple as tending a plant on your windowsill. I had a counseling client who was literally locked in her home because of electrosensitivity, which means that she could never listen to this broadcast because it would make her ill. But over time, we were able to reduce that sensitivity, and it started, I think, with a simple plant that I gave to her, just a simple little plant for her to be able to tend. It could be something as simple as taking a walk every day for 10 minutes instead of jumping on the bus. If it's a nice day, take a walk and go through the park instead. So it's little things. It doesn't have to be anything big or dramatic to get people to engage with the natural world. I suggest every day on your way home or on your way to work, try to note three new things that you didn't note before. I mean, hopefully that it might be, you know, this flowers coming up this time of year now, which the ones that haven't been drowned by all the rain, that is. but I mean, just or to notice that, you know, you see birds flying off with twigs in their beaks to start building nests. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic at all. It's just about expanding your field of vision a bit more.
And bringing in nature into that space.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I have a thing about cutting flowers anymore, except for pruning purposes. But cut flowers make your day a bit brighter and brings a bit of nature into your world, then go for it.
Yeah, brilliant. That's lovely suggestions, and ones that everybody can take on board. So how can people find out more about you, Sheila? How can they work with you, and how can people get hold of your Spirit of Makasutu essences?
Well, the best way to reach me would be through my website, which is The Healing Garden. The web address is the-healing-garden.me, that's me, .uk. They can read my blogs, they can also subscribe to the website and get a free e-pamphlet on stress management techniques, some suggested things that people can do to help reduce their stress levels. I'm always available for consultation via Skype, as well as it in more conventional ways in person or otherwise. And there are also some upcoming activities that I will be engaging in, including creating an online course talking about what I call my eight team, which is the first eight essences that I made and used for a year and a half before creating the rest of my essences, and actually engendered some amazing results for just eight little bottles.
Brilliant. So if people subscribe to your newsletter, then they will be able to hear about updates to that and when it's going to be launched.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. There's also a pilot study on stress in emergency service workers, as such as policemen and firemen, that is going on that and will be coming up in the next few months. It's a pilot study that will look at the impact of the batch flour remedies on, as I say, emergency service workers who are suffering with stress.
Wonderful. Yeah, isn't that great? So, and how could people find out about that? Is that people who would like to take part?
Yes, I mean, if there are people who are serving emergency service workers, as I say, but it could be ambulance attendants, firemen, policemen, would be interested in participating in the study, they can contact me. If there are flower essence practitioners who are members of the Batch Center or the BFVEA that are interested, they would also be and interested in participating in the study as practitioners. I would be happy to hear from them as well. I can be reached via email at SH Balgobin, that's BALGOBIN, at thehealinggarden.me.uk.
Wonderful. You're doing wonderful work, Sheila. It's heartening to hear how somebody like yourself is enabling the flower essences to go to people that really, really need it.
Well, it's a work that is it's my passion. Not to do it would be not only, I think, a shame for my clients, but for me as well, because I wouldn't be living up to my own potential.
Yeah, and how lovely to take the flowers into those places as well. It's really about taking the force of light into places that really, really need that.
Absolutely. There's
Yeah.
no doubt about that. It's our emergency service workers are really under the gun. And some of my family's in the Americas in law enforcement, so I really do understand this the stresses and strains that they're under. So it would be wonderful to give them a real practical means, an easy means to be able to manage their stress.
Yes, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sheila. I really enjoyed speaking to you and how you are taking your work into this world. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome back to Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and I'd like to finish the Nature Connections Show today by sharing with you some of the experiences of the past weekend, where I attended the annual conference of the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association. Now, for many people, you may not have heard of this association before, so I'd like to tell you a little bit about it, because it's an association that can be supported and joined by people from all over the world, different countries. Although we are based in Britain, We do have international members, and certainly our ability to support as an organisation is worldwide. So let me tell you a little bit about it. The British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association, often abbreviated down to BFVEA, is an association established in 1998, and the aim of this association is to support and serve the best interests of all practitioners of flower and vibrational essence therapy, as well as providing an information resource for the general public. So as you can see, the organisation actually has two main functions. So whether or not you're just wanting to find out about flower essences, are passionate about nature and would like to find out more about the different modalities that use nature as their base, or whether you are a practitioner in flower essences, you may be somebody who is qualified in a different modality, but uses one range or more in their own practice, you might like to pop over to the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association website and find out more. Or you may be interested yourself in training in flower essences. So one of the great things about the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association is that it's evolving as the nature of flower essences grows and more people are becoming interested again in this wonderful therapy, which was of course introduced to the public or reintroduced to the public by Dr. Edward Bach back in the 1930s. So back into the modern times now, just last year in 2013, the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association, in particular the current chair, Jan Stewart, helped form the Essence Therapy Lead Body, which is called the Confederation of Registered Essence Practitioners. Their website is www.corep.net, so corep.net. And the Confederation of Registered Essence Practitioners now serves as the knowledge base for essence practice in the UK. And the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association is supported by well-known essence enthusiasts such as our lifetime presidents, Dr. Andrew Treseder, and the actor Martin Shaw. So this past weekend, I was lucky enough to attend the annual conference for the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association and spent just over 2 days in a retreat centre just outside Bath in Somerset, which is in the southwest of England, at the Ammerdown Retreat Centre. Now, this in itself is a lovely place to stay. It's nestled in the Somerset countryside, so very, very peaceful in beautiful gardens. And you can have a wonderful retreat there. The food is wonderful, breakfast, lunch and dinner all served up, lots of facilities, lots of space to be by yourself if that's what you need to, comfortable lounges. And in particular, one of the things that I loved was that in the garden there is a labyrinth. So we were all able to spend some time with that energy. So having just come back from this weekend, I'd like to share with you some of the speakers that I heard talking at the weekend. So to tell you a little bit about the annual gathering of flower essence practitioners, and actually you don't need to be a flower essence practitioner to come along to this gathering. You can just come along as a friend. You don't even need to belong to our association. So it's a weekend where we bring together specialists, some people known, maybe some people not so known in the flower essence world. And throughout the 2 days, there are talks about flower essences and different aspects of vibrational medicine. And it's a wonderful time for people to come together who share the same interest and just spend time together, feeling safe, feeling supported, and learning about something that they are passionate about, and really just feeling very supported that what they love and what they are passionate about is also shared by other people. So if this feels like something that you would like to experience, the next conference is in 2014 in March. Come along to the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association website. So that's www.bfvea.com, and you'll find details of the next gathering next March. Seems like a long way away, doesn't it? But you know, these things come around quite quickly. We always have people coming from different parts of the world, and this time in particular, we were honoured to have a flower essence practitioner who actually trained with Essentially Flowers, my own training school, a lady called Naveen, who came all the way from Cairo in Egypt, and also a well-known pioneer and lead trainer for the FES range of flower essences, Rosanna Soto, also attended the conference. So it was wonderful to have two ladies from different countries there as well. And of course, Rosanna is giving a talk on the Wheel of the Soul essences in just a few weeks' time here in the UK. And in fact, if you missed Rosanna's show, you can find it. If you go into the archives of the Natural Health Radio site, you can find Rosanna's interview, which was just a couple of weeks ago. So one of the people that I absolutely loved listening to this particular weekend was the current chair, whose name is Jan Stewart. And Jan has a lovely range of essences herself called Stewart Essences. And Jan spoke to us about one of her essences in particular, which is the Labyrinth Essence. Now, Jan is an expert in the history of labyrinths and talked to us all about the history and where labyrinths were first heard of and first used. And it appears that just in the last few years, in the last few decades, labyrinths are coming back into our consciousness again, and we're hearing people talk about them, build them, use them all over again. So Jan actually took us through an experience together where we used her own labyrinth essence and were actually given the chance to draw our own labyrinths. Jan showed us how to do this. It was quite easy to do when you know how, and to actually walk a labyrinth ourselves using our fingers, whereby you start at the beginning of a labyrinth that is on paper. You think of an area that you want to explore emotionally or spiritually. You take 3 drops of her labyrinth experience essence, and then you sit quietly just for a few minutes, and using your finger, you walk yourself around the labyrinth until you get to the center, just allowing the emotions to come to you as you go through this experience. And then you rest in the center of the labyrinth, taking some deep breaths. And then when you feel ready, you trace with your finger all the way back in the labyrinth and return to the beginning again. Now, this is something that you can do if you have a certain challenge, or really just as a daily ritual to allow yourself to explore how you feel, take that feeling back to its source, and then release it again as you walk back. Of course, you may be lucky enough to have actually a physical labyrinth near you, in which case it's always wonderful to actually walk this actually physically with your feet. But for most of us, that's not possible. So it is actually possible to do this with your finger, using a labyrinth that you have got yourself, you've either drawn yourself or taken, for example, from the website. And if you'd like to find out more about Jan's labyrinth experience essence, please go to her website, which is Stewart Essences. That's Stewart spelled S-T-E-W-A-R-T, essences.co.uk. Now, this weekend was full of extraordinary experiences and talks, and all of the talks touched my heart in many different ways. So the ones that I'm actually talking about now and are in no way diminishing the other talks that I heard there. It's just These are the ones right now that I feel are most useful to share with you in this Nature Connections show today. So the other one that was really, really interesting, and I think it's so important for us in the vibrational world, is to really just start to dip our toes into the research side of how flower essences can help us. Now, in some ways, this goes against what many of us know in flower essences, in that it's they just work and that we have no real need to use our minds and find out more. Yet at the same time, isn't it wonderful when we can actually measure the differences and see them with our eyes, because it's so useful to help other people understand the importance and the potential of vibrational medicine. So one of the talks at this particular weekend just passed at the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association annual conference in the UK was a talk given by flower essence practitioner and producer Paul Strode. And I've also had the pleasure of interviewing Paul on a Nature Connections show. So you can find that also in the archives on Natural Health Radio. Paul is also the producer of the Wild Flower Essences, and you can find more information about him and what he does on his Wild Flower Essence site. Now, the talk that he gave at our conference was particularly interesting, as he focused on some research that he has been doing himself using his essences and seeing how we can measure the effects of essences on our bodies. Now, one of the research elements that Paul spoke about was the use of Killian photography, and he showed us some fascinating images of people having taken flower essences, or his flower essences, before and after using Killian photography, and the results were very, very fascinating. Well, what actually was the most obvious in terms of showing how flower essences can help with some chakra photography that he had used, and was able to show us the results in the talk that he gave, whereby he had, using special imagery and cameras, different recordings, so photographs taken, if you like, of his own chakra system. So for each chakra, there was, if you like, the life force running through the chakra was available to see on this particular image. And Paul was able to talk to us about why he felt the images were how they were, and how certain emotions that he was feeling at the time actually were showing as visible in the chakra photographs. And then he took one of his essences, and then the photograph was taken again, and the effects were very, very noticeable, and it worked extremely well to show people how a chakra can open, how the life force of energy can expand and flow through the body, and not only influence a chakra that is a little bit compromised, but also then therefore have a knock-on effect on the others, and therefore on the meridians and other energy pathways that go through the body. So that was, again, one of my favourite talks, because it's really so very, very useful for us to be able to see this research. So if you'd like to find out more, and if maybe you'd like to talk to Paul about his research that's been done, and maybe also invite him for a talk yourself, if you go to his website, Wildflower Essences, and you can get in touch and find out more. And of course, do listen to the show that he gave for Nature Connections just at the end of last year, 2013, and you can find that in the archive section of the Natural Health Radio site. You're listening to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Another highlight of the weekend for everybody who attended the conference was on the Saturday afternoon when we were really, really lucky and privileged to have Stefan Ball, who is heads up the Batch Foundation currently. And Stefan's very well known in the Batch Foundation for all the work that he's done in helping the Batch essences expand into this modern world, and also has set up training courses and facilities worldwide. So very, very important for our profession. So this was the first time that I had met Stefan myself, and he gave a very beautiful and heartfelt talk to all of us at the gathering about the evolution of the Batch Centre, about the history of the Batch Centre, how 80 years after Edgewood Batch first took up residence at Mount Vernon in Sotwell, how still today this is an iconic location for people interested in flower essences. And Stefan spoke to us about the different people that took over from Edgewood Batch, and have taken throughout these years since Edgewood Batch first set up the centre and started making the public aware of the potential of flower essences. So he really took us through the story of the different people who have taken on the work of Dr. Edgewood Batch as they promised him, and how this work is now being passed on to different generations, and yet the constancy is that this promise that was made to Edgewood Batch and that's still being held in the world and passed on. So there is this theme of constancy and yet also of change in the Batch Centre from 1934 to the present. So it was really lovely for Stefan to come and meet everybody at the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association, and for us all to really just sense his energy, and the great work that he's doing. And of course, the Batch Foundation, the Batch Centre practitioners, are also now part of the Confederation of Flower Essence Registered Practitioners that I spoke to you at the beginning. So not only are people who are members of the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association automatic members of COREP, but also anybody who's a registered Batch practitioner. So isn't it lovely to see the coming together of different organisations in the essence world and really coming together, holding hands and making ourselves all stronger in the world so that we can pass on this great gift to others. So if you'd like to find out more about Stefan's work, you can go to thebatchcentre.com. And if you are new to this world, Batch is spelt B-A-C-H, so thebatchcentre.com. And you can find out more about the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association and this Confederation of Registered Essence Therapists by going to the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association website, which is BFVEA.com. And finally, in today's Nature Connections show, I'd like to talk to you about an awareness month that is happening this year in 2014. And you're going to hear me talking about this much more over the next few months, but really just to introduce you to this now. So if you'd like to, you can go and find out more and maybe even arrange something yourself. This year, the International Flower and Vibrational Essence Set Awareness Month is taking place, beginning on May the 21st and finishing at the solstice, June the 21st, 2014. Now, this event is being organised by the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association, and the aim in organising this event is to promote flower and other vibrational essences through a programme of events, talks and activities scheduled across the UK and abroad. The event is open to all in the essence community who wish to promote essences, not just those affiliated to the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association. So, as you may realize, whether or if you are an essence user or an essence practitioner, or maybe you haven't actually used essences before, or possibly haven't even heard them before, but you're listening to this program because for some reason you have been drawn to finding out more, and also you're curious as to how flower essences can help you. Now, this is something that is very close to the hearts of essence practitioners, because we know that although essences have been available in Britain since the 1930s, there are many people who haven't heard of them and have no idea of the emotional support and improvement in their quality of life that taking flower essences can provide. Of course, as we've already discussed a little bit today, the most famous of all are the Batch flower remedies created by Edward Batch, a Harley Street doctor in the early 20th century. And many, many people have heard of Batch's rescue remedy, which is taken by millions of people all around the world during emergencies to ease the effects of shock and trauma. Now, at the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association, we are organising events to take place between May the 21st and June the 21st this year. And we hope that you will pop on along to the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association's site, which is bfvea.com. On the homepage, right at the top, you will see a lovely poster which tells you a little bit more about the International Flower Essence Awareness Month. And if you click on this poster, it will take you through to a page which gives you more information and, most importantly, gives you information about the different events that are happening across the UK, but also in other countries during this month. So you might want to pop over now and have a look. So go to bfvea.com, find the page by clicking on the poster that gives you all the events, and keep popping back there. You might also like to sign up for the newsletter on the front page of the BFVEA website and get onto our monthly newsletter so that you can start receiving information about the different events that are happening in your area. If you're a flower essence practitioner yourself or work with flower essences, do get in touch. You might like to organise a talk or a workshop yourself to raise awareness of the potential of flower essences. If you do so, please let us know and we will be happy to mention your talk on this particular page. And wouldn't it be amazing as of this year if we can really start to spread the energy of the potential of flower essence and vibrational medicine to as many people as we can so that people can start being and feeling supported during some pretty challenging times on our planet, and also in the process, also helping the nature kingdom cooperate in the evolution of our planet and really allowing as many people as possible to become one, not just becoming one as humans on this earth, but also becoming one, allowing us to all to live in this world and see ourselves, the human kingdom, with the nature kingdom, the animal kingdom, all coming together, all other aspects of elemental and devic energy, all living alongside each other peacefully on this earth. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show, which is focused on the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association and how important this organisation is to everybody. I look forward to seeing you again next week for another Nature Connections show.